a tribute to Fleetwood Mac. Joining us right now, her name is Jessica Miller, but when she takes the stage, she's Stevie Nicks. Jessica, good morning.
Good morning.
I'm always interested in the origin story of tribute bands. How did this all start for you guys?
Well, we started. So the guitar player and the drummer, they were in a band together for years, and they had thought it was a great idea to start a tribute band, and they thought Fleetwood Mac would be really fun, and they found the bass player from touring with him for many years. Nick Johns, Taylor Locke, and Ned Brower, all of them. And somehow they found me along the way, and I auditioned, and then we found our Christine McVie, and the rest is history. We just, 6 years ago, we thought it would be a good idea to start a tribute band.
And it turns out it was, because you guys have had a lot of success. You are the leading Fleetwood Mac tribute group. You tour all over the place. Were you one of these kids that grew up loving Stevie Nicks and dancing in front of the mirror and stuff like that?
You know what? I actually wasn't that hip to Stevie Nicks when I was younger. I was it's crazy. I was actually more of a Janet Jackson.
Okay.
But as these years have gone by, after studying her so much, she's quite prolific and very talented, and yeah.
And she has a real presence on stage. I mean, she's unmistakable. You know, when you're watching Stevie Nicks perform, that's Stevie Nicks. I mean, she's one of a kind. She's got a lot of moves, all those flowy dresses and scarves and things like that.
Yeah, it's very physical. She studied ballet and dance quite a bit, and I used to study ballet and dance, and so I try to incorporate that a lot on stage. There's a lot of spinning, back bends, there's a lot of stuff going on, high kicks and hand movements and all of that stuff. It's pretty physical, but it's quite fun. I'm definitely moving around a lot and trying to emulate as much as what she does.
Now, Fleetwood Mac is known as much for their music as they are known for their offstage drama. You guys have any of that going on, or you guys all get along pretty well?
We all get along pretty well. Luckily, we've skipped some of the drama. though I am dating the bass player, so that
just like Fleetwood Mac, that's fantastic. So is there a particular era of Fleetwood Mac's music that you gravitate toward, or this kind of spans the whole gamut?
We cover the self-titled album up to the Mirage album. Tango in the Night's Lost. So yeah, that's where we cover up all the way up to that part of the catalog. Though it's so hard to cover all the songs because, they had so many hits.
Oh, so many, absolutely.
Well, so many.
A great show this Saturday at McMorran Theater. I know you guys are going to have a full house. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Oh, I'm so excited. Yeah. And this little California girl is going to be trying to keep as warm as possible.
Well, like I said, it's 9 below 0 right now, but I think it'll be in the 30s here. You're going to encounter an audience that thinks it's springtime for some reason. So.
Yeah, I looked at the weather last night, and I was like, oh, okay, it's going to be warmer.
Yeah, we'll get it up into the 30s for you.
75 here right now. So.
Yeah, don't rub it in. We look forward to seeing you guys on Saturday night, Jessica. Thanks for giving us a few minutes this morning.
Thank you so much.
Take care.